Where are we on Hurricane Florence, which has been swirling towards the Carolinas and Virginia, expected to make landfall on Thursday on the coast of the Carolinas? More than 1 million people have been ordered to evacuate. In South Carolina, some roads have already been reversed so that traffic can move only in one direction, away from the coast. Gavin Jackson is a reporter with the South Carolina ETV. And Gavin, South Carolina's governor, Henry McMaster, lifted the evacuation order for three counties, Jasper, Beaufort, and Culloden. He had given a mandatory evacuation order for the entire 187-mile coast of South Carolina. So why the switch?
So that mandatory evacuation order was supposed to take place at noon. It did for all those other counties, but the lower counties, those three that you listed, that was never implemented for those counties. So they were never having any lane reversals take place down there yet, and they were never under a mandatory evacuation order, whereas these other counties, other five counties, that are going to experience some more of the effects of the hurricane are still under mandatory evacuations. And those lane reversals are taking place on those major highways for those areas.
Talk about the lane reversals. Are people prepared for this idea that you can only go one way and that's out?
Yeah, this is something that South Carolinians have faced before with Hurricane Matthew in 2016. And that was one of the first times we had done it in years. And it was successful then. And it's already up and flowing right now. I think they have they opened these lanes earlier than they expected so far because they were ready to do so. And I think it's a little bit of a shock at first. I think it takes some time to get the traffic going. But once it does go, it does flow. And it will be going for the main area of Charleston to Columbia and also areas from Myrtle Beach inland as well.
What about hospitals, nursing homes? What's happening there?
Yeah, they're also under evacuation order, too. They're relocating a lot of their patients that are in those evacuated areas that are under mandatory evacuation. So, again, they have these plans in place. They prepare for this pretty well, Robin. Mm. They drill for this stuff every year. They do tabletop exercises. The state officials do this. And they even do some drills when it comes to these lane reversals. So this is something that South Carolina has done, and they've experienced this before, specifically Hurricane Matthew. So as far as we can tell, as far as the governor's last press conference, things appear to be going smoothly with the medical facilities.
Well, you know, we talked to friends in Charleston, and they said it's a beautiful day, and people aren't really paying attention and not taking this in. What's your sense? Are people hearing the reports that this could be the worst hurricane strike since Hugo in 1989?
Yeah, and that's completely understandable because Charleston did see a lot of flooding last year from Irma, and a lot of people didn't take Irma too seriously either. A lot of that was more in Hilton Head, and I think a lot of people are thinking the same thing about this one, just because that track we keep seeing, that cone we keep seeing, is just so much more north of Charleston. So there's maybe not as much focus. But of course they keep saying, look outside of that cone. This storm is 400 miles wide. They still don't know exactly where it's going to hit. They keep talking about possibly hitting even landfall in South Carolina. So that could still obviously affect people in Charleston, and especially Charleston with its low-lying areas. It's prone to flooding on a bad storm day anyway, so it's
well, on a
maybe
sunny
a little
day,
worrisome that they're not doing that. Yeah,
yeah, they have sunny day flooding, we've learned. Well, and what about the surge aspect? It's one thing, the rainfall is going to be powerful, but surges, we've heard estimates from 12 to 20 feet of the seawater coming up over walls, getting into estuaries, getting into freshwater, and also just being deadly in its own force at the coast. What are people thinking about that?
Yeah, and I think that probably goes back to your prior point about Charleston. Again, they're not expected to see as high of a storm surge there as they are in other parts like Myrtle Beach and North Myrtle Beach, which is about 100 miles north of Charleston, that area. So, again, the focus is probably becoming more and more on the Grand Strand area. You might be familiar with the Low Country, which encompasses Charleston. The Grand Strand is north of that, which encompasses Myrtle Beach. And that's, I think, where a lot more focus is on that evacuation because they do evacuate up there for that kind of storm surge.
We're hearing that the reason this is happening is there's a ridge of high pressure, which is extreme, especially for this time of year. It's going to develop just off the coast of New England and shunt Florence, keep her down towards the southeast coast. And the strength of this ridge could be unprecedented in 30 years, according to some of the forecast models. Are people, you know, frightened or panicking or just taking everything in stride?
I think they're taking it in stride right now. We have obviously seen a lot of movement in the grocery stores and supplies and hardware stores, people boarding up. South Carolinians are aware of these threats. Like I said, Hurricane Matthew was probably the most recent memory that South Carolinians have besides that 1,000-year flood we had in 2015. And Matthew was in 2016. And Matthew brought about 12 to 17 inches of rain across the region. So I'm sure, I mean, we can already say that, and Matthew's on a Category 1 storm, whereas what we're looking at right now with Florence is Category 4. So people should definitely be taking that seriously. And I think The more that these tracks get refined and the more we get some rainfall total updates, predictions, I think that's going to really start hammering it home for a lot of people who might think that they can write it up, because that flooding is going to be severe. And we did see severe flooding from Matthew. A lot of that was obviously in North Carolina, but it came our way and we still had a lot of those ramifications.
That's Gavin Jackson with South Carolina ETV. Gavin, thanks and best of luck to you.
Thanks, Robin.